Hi guys, let's talk about the problem with Facebook, especially for people like you and me who are marketing our products and services on Facebook. What's the problem with Facebook? It's too much fun. It's too engaging. So maybe you say, okay, let me go on Facebook for 15 minutes so I can interact with people and, you know, give some exposure to my content and my brand. And then before you know it, you know, you've gotten lost in your newsfeed and you've spent an hour, 2 hours on Facebook without really doing any business building in Facebook. Is this true for you? Say yes or no in the comments. And I hope you say yes because I can't be the only one, right? I can't be the only one who's wasting time on Facebook. So this is what I want to talk with you today, and I have a solution, okay? My solution is to use Facebook friends lists and groups. So what I want to share with you today is, why is it a good idea to create Facebook friends lists? What kinds of friends lists should you make? And how do you use these lists after you create them? And also Facebook groups. Now, last week I talked about creating your own Facebook group and I interviewed my friend Val Selby. But this time we're talking about joining other people's groups on Facebook. So why should you join other people's groups? What kinds of groups should you join? And how do you get attention, whether, you know, on your friend's newsfeed or in groups without being spammy? Okay, if you want to find out my answers to these questions, and I hope you'll join me for the next half hour or so while we talk about marketing with Facebook lists and groups. By the way, before I move forward with that, let's do some housekeeping. Turn the audio on. There is an audio, where is it? Icon right here. Click on that to turn on your sound so that you can hear me and not just see me or read the captions if you're watching the recording. Get a pen and paper because you will want to take notes and share this video with your friends and your family members who are also promoting something on Facebook. And finally, at any point in this presentation, if you have questions, feel free to type them in the comments. I will get to them. If you're watching live, I will get to your questions and answer them at the end of my presentation. But even if you're watching the recording, go ahead and type your questions in the comments because I always go back and reply to comments. Okay, are we all set? If you're new here, my name is Lexi Rodrigo. I am a digital content manager, copywriter, and marketing consultant, and I'm a lifelong learner. I just love to learn. As you can see, I love books. I love taking programs and reading other people's content, just learning, learning, and learning. And I also love to share what I learn. So, in this presentation, I am sharing some of the things that I have discovered about using Facebook friends lists and groups to promote your business. Are you ready? Shall we get started? All right. So this is marketing with Facebook friends lists and groups. The problem is the Facebook rabbit hole. Like I said, Facebook is just too interesting and too exciting and too engaging. And well, that's the way Facebook built the platform, right? And it's not always the best thing for, hang on. Let me just go back to my scene a second. Sorry, guys. Okay. I just want to make sure that Were you guys seeing my face, like, while I was doing that? Or no? Overlay. Option, show picture in picture. Okie doke. There you go. That's what I wanted to do. Okay, and I have to move a little bit. All right, let's continue. The problem with Facebook is it's a rabbit hole. So the solution that I'd like to share with you is the use of Facebook friends lists and groups. Okay, thank you, Beth. Hi, Beth. And yes, you can see my screen. So why do I say it's a good idea to use Facebook friends lists? I can't seem to say that phrase today. And Facebook groups. Okay, here are some reasons why. First of all, Facebook is a social platform after all. And so even if we're using it as a business owner, as a marketer, then you should still use it as it was meant to be, as it was created to be, and which is a social platform. And interacting with your friends and interacting in groups, those are two of the really the best ways to do it on Facebook, right? To be social on Facebook. The second reason is because of the Facebook algorithm. Now, you know that when you publish a post, like even if it's on your, let's say your personal page, personal account, personal profile, what is the term, right? When you post something on your personal profile, it's not like the people you're connected with who are your friends on Facebook will not automatically see what you post. The people who will see your posts are the people that have been interacting with you. So that's the algorithm of Facebook determines, like, for example, Beth, like who's interested in the stuff that Beth posts. So it becomes like a popularity contest, right? So the posts that more people are reacting to, you know, whether they click on like, the heart reaction, wow, angry face, sad face, whatever, or they post a comment or they share that post ends up getting more exposure on other people's news feeds. So then you need to get people to interact with you. And how do you do that? As with any other social media platform, you have to interact first. And this is how Facebook friends lists and groups will help you to get that interaction going. Now, this is really my theory, right? And I'll tell you more about it later on. It's not proven. There's no research backing for this. This is my theory. So you will have to test and see how it works for you. The other reason is research-backed, and this is a phenomenon that researchers have found called the mere exposure effect. The mere exposure effect says that the more we are exposed to something, the more we tend to like it, and the more we tend to agree with it. So when people are exposed to you and your brand often in Facebook, whether on their news feeds or in groups, then they're more likely to eventually develop familiarity with you and to know, like, and trust you more as time goes on. Okay, so you want to harness this phenomenon called the mere exposure effect. And finally, you want to do this because relationships are gold. I don't know if you've heard it, but some people call it the social bank account, like not just in social media, but also in real life. It's just when you are interacting with people, engaging people, and developing relationships with them, every time you give to that relationship, it's like you're making a deposit in your social bank account. And then when you ask other people for something, then you're withdrawing from that bank account. So what I'm going to share with you today is how do you keep on making deposits frequent deposits in that social bank account. And the key thing is that you need to make these deposits before you need the currency, right? So don't go into this thinking, oh, I'm going to interact with person A because I want to get this from them. No, you start investing in these relationships, even if they might never pay off, okay? So if you have any questions, remember, feel free to type them in the comments. Okay, let's move on to Facebook friends lists. First of all, have you heard of Facebook friends lists? Yes or no? Type yes or no in the comments. And are you using your Facebook friends lists? Now, even if you've never heard of friends lists on Facebook, you already have lists because there are two kinds of lists. First of all, it's the smart list. The smart list is actually a list that Facebook has created for you. Okay, so you may not even be aware of it, but you already have lists of friends in your Facebook account. And these are friends based on where you live, for example, so your geographical location. You have friends based on what schools you've attended, so you can see your Facebook friends who attended the same school or schools. You have a smart list depending on where you've worked. Okay, so you have lists of friends who worked in the same places that you did. Okay, so you already have friends lists, but there's another kind of list. It's the custom list, and this is the friend list that you make. Okay, and I highly recommend that you start creating your own custom friends lists if you haven't done so yet. And there are at least three kinds of custom lists that I recommend you make. Okay, the first one is your list of VIPs. So these are people that you know, you want to get their attention, you want to be on their radar all the time. Maybe you want to get them eventually as clients, you want to attract them to be your customers, or they're influential people, they're influencers in your industry, so you want them to know about you, right? So these are your VIPs. Next, you want to make a list of your buyers. So your existing and past clients, customers, people who've bought your product or hired you. Because, you know, when just because someone has already paid you money, it doesn't mean that you want to forget about them. In fact, you want to stay on their radar as well, because you might have future products for them to offer them, or of course you want them to say good things about you and refer you to other people, right? And the other kind of list that you want to make is your prospects list. So these are people who are similar to your clients and customers, and you want to eventually pitch them something, right? You want to pitch your product or your service to them. Now, let's see if I can switch. Okay, I wanted to show you my my friends list, but I've exited out of everything just because when I'm doing these live presentations, I want to turn everything off, and I forgot that I wanted to show you my friend lists. Do you know how to find your friend list on Facebook? Okay, let's see how quickly I can fire up my Facebook. Okay, bear with me. I am just opening up Facebook so I can show you where to find your friend lists. Okay, so here's my Facebook newsfeed. To find your friend list is actually your home, right? On your Facebook home. And then on the left sidebar over here, hang on, I can't see it. There you go, friend lists. It's called friend list, not friends list, as I've been saying. So here you can see my friend lists. Okay, I have a VIP list, clients list, customers, samples, people who've gotten samples, prospects. Okay, these are custom lists that I made. And when you see this icon, these are smart lists. Okay, so I worked in the Alzheimer's Society previously, so I have a smart list of other people who worked there. My friends, Facebook friends of mine who also worked or are working in the Alzheimer's Society. I'm a smart list of, I'm not sure what this is. I gotta look at that. Maybe I'll click on that. Oh, okay, coworkers, because I actually, that's one of my pages, and I said that I put that in my Facebook bio as an employer. You also have, this is another smart list, people who went to the same school that I did, United Nations, again, another place that I worked at, and UNICEF, Philippine Children. So Facebook has created these smart lists for me. I think acquaintances is also a smart list, as well as family and close friends. So, I am not going to click on these individually because I do want to give my friends privacy. All right, so let's go back to my slides here. Okay, guys, are you seeing my slides again? Or nope, I need to stop sharing my Google Chrome and go back to Keynote. All right. Okay, so we have these three kinds of custom lists. So how do you use your list? To save time, first of all, okay, schedule. Put it in your schedule when you're going to go in Facebook to work on your business relationships. And I mean like a specific time of the day. Put it on your to-do list and then say, I'm going to do this at whatever, 2 p.m. or maybe after dinner at 8:30 p.m. So put that on your to-do list. And set a timer. Put a time limit to it. Whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 3 hours, whatever it may be, just make sure that there is, you know, give yourself a deadline. Okay, set a timer on your phone, your kitchen timer. And what I like to do as well is to, you know, grab those moments in the day when there is a natural timer. For example, if I'm waiting at my doctor's waiting room, I'm waiting for my child to finish at the orthodontist. So I'm going to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to go on Facebook while I'm waiting. And I'm not going to be in the waiting room forever, right? So I'm going to get called or my child is going to finish. So I'm going to have to stop at a certain point in time. So those are how you can use like a natural time limit to doing Facebook. Okay, so what you do is you go into your VIP list, right? When you go into your VIP list, you're just going to see the posts of people who are on that list. So you're not seeing everything on your newsfeed. You're going to see a curated newsfeed. And this is a newsfeed only of posts by people on your VIP list, your prospects list, whatever, right? So then you do what you usually do. You go through it. You let you respond. The easiest way, of course, is to like, right? To like or to click on the heart or the wow reaction and so on. That's so easy, and it's not really that attention getting. Really, the way to get someone's attention is to post a comment. But you know, don't do this. Don't force yourself to post a comment when you don't really have anything valuable to say, right? I mean, of course, if you want to congratulate the person, go ahead and do so. But you know, the more substantial your comment is, the more attention getting it is. And also, when you post a comment that's meaningful, then the other person is most likely to reply to your comment. So when the person replies to your comment, guess what? They've interacted with you, they've engaged with you. So when you post something, they're more likely to see it in their newsfeed. At least that is my theory. Okay, disclosure, that's my theory. There's no research behind that. So I urge you to go ahead, do your own testing, and see if it works that way for you. Okay, but even if it that were not the case, even if my theory is wrong, at the very least, because you commented on this person's post, then they're seeing your face and your name in their Facebook account. So we talked about mere exposure, right? So they're getting exposed to you, your face, your name. And hopefully that is, you're tapping into the mere exposure effect. So they're becoming more familiar with you. You're becoming a familiar face and name to them. And they're liking you more and more the more they see you. And you know, you're top of mind. So maybe if someone says, do you know someone who does this? Do you know someone who sells this kind of product? Then they're going to think of you first. Okay? So another do is stay natural. Even if you're doing this for business, you know, this is a social platform. So be natural. Be yourself. So as I said, don't force it. Okay? Only post a meaningful comment when it's really authentic. It's coming from your heart. You really do mean it. And, you know, don't use others. As I said, you want to be interacting with people, not because you need them to do something for you. Okay? This is an investment that's a long-term, forward-looking kind of investment. And I want you to go into this thinking, okay, this may or may not turn out to be something later on that will be good for my business, but I'm going to do it anyways. Okay, I'm going to give value first and think of ways to help other people, because you know that you are going to reap something in the end. It might not be anything directly, you know, coming from this person that you're giving attention to. Like, maybe they'll turn into a client, maybe not. Maybe they'll refer you, maybe not, but you still want to build on this relationship. Okay? Any questions about the friend lists? Please post them in the comments. And if you're watching this live, I'll get to your questions at the end of this presentation. If not, I will respond in the comments later on. So, while you're typing your questions, let's go into Facebook groups. Now, which groups should you join? Are you a member of any Facebook groups at all? How many groups have you joined? I have probably 10 groups that I've joined, and I'm talking about groups that I've joined willingly, not groups where people just added me without asking. Right? I probably have a dozen groups. And you can join groups because of your personal interests. And we know that a group is an online community around a common interest in Facebook. So definitely join groups because you're interested in the topic. I have probably half a dozen groups about sewing because I started sewing again late last year. And so I joined groups by my favorite pattern makers and sewing instructors and so on. So I have groups around that. I have a handful of groups around the topic of intermittent fasting because I am an intermittent faster. I do intermittent fasting and I want to support other people who are doing it. I've been doing it for years, so I want to support people who are new to it. And if you want to promote your business, then there's other groups for you to join as well. You want to join groups of your peers. So, for example, I am a blogger. I'm a professional blogger. I'm a copywriter. So I do have groups around those topics. Okay, and it might be, you might be thinking, why will I join groups of my peers when they're my competitors? And it's true, they could be your competitors. These are the groups that I have where there are other copywriters. They're my competitors as well. But I still want to interact with them. At the very least, I want to find out what they're up to, right? I want to see what my competitors are doing. But also because there might be opportunities to collaborate. For example, I'm not able to accept a lot of copywriting clients anymore. And so I do look for other copywriters that I can refer people to. I'm having to really say no to a lot of projects. And when I do that, I want to tell the person, you know, the potential client, I want to tell them that I can refer other writers to them because I don't want to leave them on the lurch. I don't want to leave them hanging, right? So don't think that there's no value in joining groups even when the members are your competitors. So the other type of group to join is, of course, groups where your ideal clients and customers are members. Okay, so you want to be where your target audience is, and you want them to get to know you, you want to get to know them, and this is really helpful for a lot of reasons. So at the very least, you will get to know them better. So it's good for market research, right? You want to know what your potential clients and customers are looking for. You want to know what their problems are. You want to know what solutions they want. Okay, this is, and Facebook groups is a great place for you to do market research and identify, you know, find problem language. How are they expressing their problems so that you can use it in your marketing later on? But more than that, again, you want to start interacting with them, engaging with your potential clients, and again, tapping into the mere exposure effect so that, you know, you're not pitching your services to them, right? But maybe when the time comes that they do need somebody with your services or with your products, then they will think of you first. And I want to say something special about paid groups. So paid groups are groups that are exclusive to people who have paid for a certain training program or a mastermind group. Now, you want to be a part of this. And why? Because as somebody who's promoting a product or service, you want to find people who are already spending money. Okay, you want to find people who are already investing in themselves and or their businesses, right? So when you look for groups where your ideal clients and customers are, the best kinds of groups are the ones that are paid. So if you're looking for a program to invest in, one of the things is see if they have a Facebook group. Okay, because that's really a good opportunity for you, again, to network and meet more of your potential clients and customers. Okay, questions? Again, post them in the comments so I can respond to them at the end of this presentation. Moving on, some do's and don'ts when you're interacting in groups. First of all, know the rules of the group and follow them. So all groups, especially these paid groups and closed groups, they have rules. Even before you join the group, read the rules, okay, and follow the rules. Most of the time, you will not be allowed to pitch your product. And again, you have to be willing to follow that. You can still be getting exposure, let's say, getting exposure for your business without pitching. Okay? So follow rules. And the way that you get exposure is by being active in the group. Participate. Usually, when you just join the group, the moderator will say, introduce yourself. Take advantage of this because this might be the one and only opportunity you have to actually mention your business. So if you have an elevator speech for your business, you know, a 15-second, 30-second elevator speech, use that to introduce yourself. So I would say, hi, I'm Lexi Rodrigo. I am a copywriter and I teach business owners and marketers how to get more leads and make more sales using Facebook Live or whatever it is. So put your elevator speech in there. And then when there are new members, welcome them. Usually, like I said, the moderator will post something saying, hey guys, welcome so-and-so, our newest members. So do it. Welcome them and you know, call out their name. When you use their name in a comment, they will be notified of this. So then they're already seeing your face. Again, as we said, mere exposure, okay? Other ways to participate. Answer questions. Okay, usually in these groups, people will ask questions, and if you have the answer, if you have an answer, feel free to post your answer, okay? And ask questions yourself. You know, the hard thing about managing a Facebook group is keeping the discussion going. So when you post your own question, when you answer other people's questions, you're really doing the group admin a big favor because you're keeping the discussion going. So you're going to get the attention of the group admin as well. Just make sure that your questions are good ones, okay? A good question is a question that stimulates a discussion, right? And again, be authentic. Be genuine. You really have this question. And don't make it a self-serving question, right? Don't make it like, I have products A and B. Which one would you buy? No. I'm not talking about questions like that. I'm talking about questions that other people in the group probably have, questions that the answers will be of service to other members of the group. Okay, and there's so many fun ways to do this. You know, you can add an image to your question and, you know, say vote with a reaction, vote with a thumbs up or a crying face. And you can, you know, post a poll. So there's lots of things that you can do. You can share tips. Like if you found an interesting blog post or an interesting video, share the link with the group. Okay. So when you're participating in the group, participate with the mindset that you want to support others. You want to support the members of the group and you want to support the admin of the group. Okay. Do you have any questions about how you can participate in groups? Or better yet, do you have an idea? Is there something else that you're doing differently in groups that I didn't mention? So type it in the comments, please, so we can share with others. Another, as I've said, be genuine. I mean, be yourself and be genuine, not self-serving, but in the service of others. And another, okay, don't spam, okay? And do move the conversation to Messenger. Sometimes you'll start interacting with somebody and your conversation moves to a sphere that that's not relevant to others anymore. So when that happens, feel free to move the conversation in Messenger. For example, for this live show that I do every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, that you're watching right now, I've started interviewing people. And I find some of the people to interview in these groups. So then when I say, hey, I have this show, this weekly show, would you be willing for me to interview you? And then when they say yes, then I move the conversation to Messenger. Because, you know, other people don't have to be involved. Other group members don't have to be involved in that conversation anymore. So then it belongs in a Messenger conversation, right? And also when you move the conversation to Messenger, then it becomes more intimate and you've just elevated your relationship with this person, right? Okay, so before moving on, I just want to share this quote that I found. It says, if you want 1 year of prosperity, grow grain. If you want 10 years of prosperity, grow trees. And if you want 100 years of prosperity, grow people. And that's a Chinese proverb, obviously Asian, because it's talking about grain, rice, I bet. And I hope that the tips that I shared with you are different ways that you grow people, in the sense that you're supporting people, you're giving them value, and at the same time getting more exposure for yourself and your business as well. So that's the end of my presentation. Any questions? Do you have questions for me? Let's take a look at our comments. If I can just see the comments. All right. Okay, Beth says that. Okay, yes, but I don't know how to use them well. And Beth, I am assuming that you're talking about the friend list. So you're aware about that friend lists exist, but you don't know how to use them well. And I hope that the tips that I went through helped you. Okay. By the way, I forgot. So thank you for this comment, Beth, because you reminded me. So I talked about how you can use your friend list to curate your newsfeed, right? So you can read posts only of people in a specific list. But you can also use it and should use it the other way, so that when you post something, only people on that specific list will see it. Now, this is really helpful. For example, I post things sometimes that are only relevant to people who live in my city and the county around me, right? Because maybe I'm talking about a local event. Sorry, I almost choked there. I'm talking about a local event. So people all over the world, my friends who are all over the world, don't have to see this post. So then I will go on my Windsor and nearby list, right? And I will post there. Now, let me see if I can show this to you. Yeah. So I can't do that without showing my friends. So I won't do it. You'll just have to explore, okay, guys? Because I really want to protect people's privacy here. So when you look at a list, you not only see the posts of people on that list, but you can post content that only people on that list will see. Okay, but you can't message them. You can't message all the people on a specific list at the same time. But you can publish a post that's specific to that list. So same thing, if I post something that's about online marketing, internet marketing, digital marketing, most of my family will not be interested in that, so I don't have to post that or publish that on my general newsfeed. Okay, so that's the other way to use your Facebook friend list. Okay, I have another question here from Beth again. Is it possible to make lists of page followers as well when using a business page? Very good question. And my short answer is I don't know. And my other answer is I don't think so. Because friend lists are related to your personal profile. This is a list of friends that you have with your personal profile. This is nothing to do with your business page. Now, having said that, you can make a custom list, but you'd have to do it manually. And right now, I can't think of an easy way to do that manually. It would be, that would be a lot of work. I don't know why you would want to do that. Beth, why can you think of how would you use this list if you had a list of your friends, Facebook friends who have liked your page, your business page? How would you use that list? So if you can post a comment as a follow-up to this question. Okay. And the other people who are watching, I know there are other people watching. I can't see your names. I'm so sorry. You'll have to say hi or post a comment for me to see who you are. Please say hi so I know who you are. And if you have questions, post a question. While I'm waiting for you to do that, I do want to share with you that I have a free social media marketing cheat sheet for you. And the way to get that, the easiest way to get that, is to type cheat sheet in the comments. Now, I'm experimenting with chatbots. So I've set something up so that when you type cheat sheet, you will get an automatic message from my bot, LexiBot, is what I like to call it. And LexiBot will tell you what to do, and then you'll get the PDF in Messenger. Now, speaking of which, would you prefer, when you want to get these freebies, would you prefer to get them by email or by Facebook Messenger? Can you let me know? So if you prefer to get free stuff by email, type email in the comments. And if you prefer to get your free stuff by Facebook Messenger, type Messenger in the comments. Now, that's not for the bot, okay? I haven't set anything up for the bot. That's me, human Lexi, asking you because I want to find out what you prefer. Okay, so type email if you would rather get free stuff by email, or Messenger if you would prefer to get your free stuff by Facebook Messenger. Okay, we have Beth's follow-up. I have a wide range of copywriting clients. It would be nice to be able to target them on my Facebook page with different lists. That's why I asked. Okay. That's an excellent, excellent point. Okay. Let me think about this. First of all, Facebook page does not let us do targeting with our posts on the page. Okay. Now, if you want to do targeting, this is what's coming to mind. You'll want to use chatbots, because with chatbots, you are creating messenger lists, and in your messenger list, you can tag people depending on how they respond. Okay, for example, like what I did here when I asked, do you prefer email or messenger? Now, I could have set up my chatbot so that people who said email are tagged email and people who said messenger are tagged messenger. And then when I follow up with them as my page, then I can follow up in a segmented way. Is that clear? If it's not clear, I'm sorry, because I'm just I'm new with chatbots myself. But so my answer is, I do not know of a way that we can segment our followers on Facebook. The only way that I can think of is by using chatbots. And if you want me to be detailed about that, it'll have to be the topic of a whole nother training. Okay, I will keep that in mind, Beth. That is such an excellent, excellent question. And it's a great point. So, Jeff is saying that he likes Messenger. Hi, Jeff. First of all, thanks for joining me in this live training. And Jeff prefers to get his freebies by Messenger. Why is that, Jeff? Is it because it's more immediate? I'm thinking it's because, you know, you're already on Facebook, right? So then if you get it on Messenger, you don't have to hop onto your email. You get it right away, which is a good point. But if you have a different reason, feel free to share your reason, Jeff. Let's see. Beth is saying she prefers email because Messenger doesn't have folders for easy sorting and later reference. Okay. True, right. So, yeah, with email, you can make folders. You can have all sorts of ways to organize your email. Messenger, not so much, and it can be hard to find things later on, although there is a search. But, yeah, it can be hard to find things later on. What you can do too, Beth, okay, so what I'm going to do is after this video, after this live training, I'm going to add a link in the video description that's going to show up above this video where you can sign up for the cheat sheet by email. Okay, Beth, because I'm sure there are other people like you who would rather get their freebies by email. I could also set up my chatbot to ask for your email address. That's the other way, but I haven't done that. Okay. So, Jeff says, exactly. I have so many emails coming, it can get lost in the shuffle. That is so true. Right. And it might even end up in your spam folder and you might never get it. Right, Jeff? So, yeah. Good points. So, I guess moving forward, I will probably give you guys a choice of whether you want to get it through email or messenger. That way, either way, you'll get it, right? Okay, so any other questions, guys? Post them in the comments. But if not, then I'll let you go and move on with your day. Thank you very much for joining me. I do appreciate your time and your attention. And I hope this has been useful and helpful. One last thing. Please post a comment and let me know what new thing you learned in today's training. What was your aha, big aha from this presentation? I just want to know if what I'm doing is being, you know, is helpful and useful to you at all. Okay? So again, type cheat sheet in the comments to get your free cheat sheet by Messenger. And if you'd rather get it by email, then check again later on. I have to set it up. And I will set something up for you to be able to get the cheat sheet by email. Thanks again, guys. Enjoy the rest of your days. And I'll see you next week. Bye.